Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Second hour of the program. As always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Another gym owner. These gym owners really do seem to be outstanding in certain places. There aren't a whole lot of them, but they are really standing up in a way that other businesses just aren't doing.
I wonder if that's a matter of testosterone.
Maybe.
People have been telling me that, I mean, I don't know why I'm all full of piss and vinegar, but people keep telling me that the reason nobody's standing up is because of diet and a lack of testosterone.
They're all
soy boys.
Leading
to a lack of testosterone.
Carrying microwaves in our pocket next to our malehood, probably not a good thing for testosterone count. What do you think?
I don't know.
I think that I would be much more.
I'm just saying.
I would be much more impressed by scientific evidence than I would a guess based on just. I don't know.
Well, there are actual studies out there that say those are very harmful to humanity.
Yeah, I mean, there's different studies. You know, with the studies out there, you can kind of find what you want to find in a lot of cases.
You've never actually held a phone for an extended period of time and had your hand literally feel like it was totally on fire. You've never experienced this? I have.
I can't say.
I mean,
that.
If you hold your hand over your head for long
I'm
enough,
just, I'm telling
it will
you,
feel
you hold,
like it's on
you
fire.
You hold this for an hour FaceTime conversation, uh-huh. and your hand literally feels like it's cooking.
I don't think I've ever been on my phone for an hour.
Yeah,
but that's me.
I'll get
experience.
On a computer if I'm going to be talking to
I'm
somebody.
Not, I'm not lying.
Right, right. No, I'm not lying. Yeah.
I don't think you're lying.
That experience.
It's my personal experience, and then I see a study that confirms it. I go, okay, well, I've experienced it, so that.
I mean, think about the number of hundreds of millions of people, if not billions of people, who have had cell phones for decades, and birthing rates certainly haven't been slowing down until just recently.
I'm not
right?
talking
like,
about
just this year.
I'm just saying people who are so subdued, right? We have fluoride in our water that makes us docile. We have genetically modified organisms that make us docile. We have TV programming and cell phones that make us addicted
yeah, I mean,
and docile.
To me, it's the government indoctrination that does the most damage.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, whether the cell phones do A, B, or C, and, you know, fluoride, at least
sure.
in Keene, we don't have fluoride in the water
yeah.
except the natural stuff, so it's not actually added
sure.
To the water here, but you can see how many people are walking around with masks on here, so it's like,
yeah.
you know, that didn't make a big difference if it did make any at all. But in Los Angeles.
But I'll tell you, where you find a college, you find a lot of very docile people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Well, again, they just got out of government school.
Exactly.
Right? And it's been generations upon generations as well. So it's not like just, you know, government schools just started. It's been going on from longer than we've been alive and, you know, as long as our grandparents had been alive. So you've got one generation of government obedient people teaching the next generation, and they're all watching the media, which is, of course, taught obedience. And it's just constant reinforcing. In fact, you had an interesting quote. I don't know if you still have it in front of you from George Orwell.
Yes, I do.
1984.
Everything other than working was forbidden. Walking in the streets, having fun, singing, dancing, getting together. Everything was forbidden. George Orwell.
That sounds a lot like today, doesn't it?
It's true.
I mean, literally everything on that list, check, 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 check.
Mm-hmm.
And you just rattled it off in that LA lockdown.
Yeah. And we just scratched the surface on the lockdown.
If you're obedient and you actually take this because,
right.
you know, you don't have to. You do not have to. And if we all woke up tomorrow and said no, this would be over.
If you're a liberty-minded person and you're still in Los Angeles, you really need to ask yourself, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean, what is it going to take? I think you were kind of getting to this when Larry called in earlier, nobody, but I reminded you Larry's not actually libertarian.
Well, I was just thinking in general, because there are non-libertarians who object to this as well.
Sure.
So maybe New Hampshire isn't the place for them, but... I mean, if they don't concentrate their numbers somewhere,
they're going to be
they will be
out.
Wiped out one area at a time.
And look,
and there will be nothing they can do about it.
The people who are against the the crackdowns and the mask mandates, I don't care if you're a libertarian. I'm willing to work with you, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why I've gone to the what do they call them, the Stop the Steal rallies that are happening on the weekends here in New Hampshire. Even though I know it's full of a bunch of Trump people, I still know that these people are angry at government, and so that's the time at which we can reach them, maybe on some issues that they haven't listened about before. The same thing's true with Black Lives Matter.
Well, the other thing is they're going to lose. And so I think they're going to lose. And so they're going to be even more disenchanted with government.
You mean Trump's going to lose?
Yeah, Trump's going to lose.
Yeah. When Trump loses, they haven't really changed anything.
Because, I mean, the thing is, it's good that, it's good that they're trying.
You think Trump's going to win this thing?
I think they're going to give it back to him, and the whole place is going to go boom.
I don't know. See, I think they're...
They want the chaos.
I think,
tell me they don't want the chaos.
I think it's going to be Biden, and Biden's going to be the reason it goes boom.
Okay.
But
I think you both have the same prediction, just different roads.
So if they both end in boom.
That's where we've been brought.
They both end in boom.
Yeah.
Oh, God. not great.
If somebody was looking for a historical timeline to put an end to America, this is really a perfect storm to do that with. So it's not unbelievable to me that there is foreign influence involved in it. The thing is, it doesn't matter because the people who are directly doing it to us are our local government officials, not Chinese or Russian.
That's right.
Government officials. So we have to fight our own government, and then there will be no proxy because other countries can work through, because government is the only corporation that's permitted to kill you.
Yeah,
in general, they're the only corporation with a license to kill.
Yeah, with impunity.
With impunity. They were saying they could kill an innocent person because he knew a secret they didn't want to get out the other day in court. These monsters were making that argument, These are not people whose rights need to be respected. These are people who need to be dealt with.
Look at what they've done to whistleblowers and people who actually expose crimes of the government. Julian Assange was a publisher, and they have tortured him.
Who helped Trump, by the way. I mean, inadvertently, it wasn't not only was his intention, but he helped Trump get elected, and Trump thanked WikiLeaks.
Yeah, and then he threw him in a cage, and they're torturing him. Yep. Chelsea Manning showed us that double tap video where there's among many others, but that double tap one is the one that people need to go and look into.
Collateral murder.
Mm-hmm. Collateral murder, indeed. Where they kill some journalists, and then the first aid comes over to help,
and they blow them up.
And they blow up the first aid, laughing about it like it's Call of Duty. Uh-huh. And this has been conditioned into these people ever since. I mean, these video games we see, and not to hate on video games, but I mean, geez, the conditioning we allow for our children is absolutely sick.
But the thing
is, desensitized.
Those people weren't trained by video games. Those people were trained by the United States military to be murderers.
Right.
They were put through very serious training that did not come from a video game. It came from flesh and blood killers, and it was made to create paid killers.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden blamed the video games, and I'm like, no.
I'm not blaming
running the government when the government was teaching people to kill. chill and not to care.
I'm glad I'm glad you followed up with that, because I'm not here blaming video games. I'm just saying it's the first stage in conditioning us to being desensitized.
Well, I mean, they did a good job even before the video game existed in training the military to kill and not care. And I'm not saying this against the military members, okay? Because, you know, there is a military is necessary, or at least a militia is necessary. The people I'm against are the people who use them to try to conquer the world instead of to defend our place.
We continue. Your thoughts welcome. Our number, 855-450-FREE. The chat room says, nobody needs weed. 855-450-3733.
She's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out, because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl, just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. You bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It is a cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to be a masternode. A masternode is a special node on the network that performs specific services that get it a reward. And, of course, in order to be a masternode, you do have to have a certain amount of Divi locked up. In order to acquire that Divi, you can purchase it at several exchanges or get it straight from the Divi team. In order to do that, you can reach out to them via their Telegram channel by connecting to that on their website, which is diviproject.org, diviproject.org. Of course, you can go there, get some more background on Divi, and learn about it. That's diviproject.org.
How much do you have to put into Divi in order to create a masternode?
There are different tiers of Divi. I believe the smallest masternode is 100,000 Divi.
100,000 Divi? Mm-hmm. And what would that be in dollars?
Good question. I would have to pull it up here on a site like CoinGecko. Currently, Divi is the number 138th ranked cryptocurrency at about 3.5 cents per. So that's approximately $3,500.
Okay.
In that particular case, at the moment. Obviously, okay. The price is going to change over time.
And how much revenue do they return?
I have not done that particular node. I have one with the 300,000 that's running here in the studio, and I'll have to check on that for you.
Okay.
Nobody, I haven't looked at it in the last few weeks.
So nobody knows.
You do not know yet at this point, but you know it's nothing that you know is going to burn the barn down or anything like that. But it's you know it's something.
Well, I mean the heat they probably don't generate the same kind of heat as a miner though.
That's true. Masternodes don't generate much at all.
Okay.
Yeah. So our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the Los Angeles city and county restrictions that are being put into place. They are basically restricting any kind of leaving your house unless it's, quote, essential activities. So supermarkets, grocery stores, healthcare will continue to operate. But gyms and other in-person activities will now be legally prohibited in the city of Los Angeles. There are, of course, social distance mandates, and they don't get into details on what that means.
Of course, most of you who are, if anybody's listening in L.A., I don't know if any of our listeners would still be in L.A. But if anybody's listening, of course, they're still going to be selling those things, but if you don't have any money because you're not working, they're not going to be selling them to you.
Oh, and also, anyone over the age of 16 traveling into the city must now complete an online form and upon arrival, acknowledging that they have read and understand the California Travel Advisory.
Wow.
Whatever that is. That changes every half day.
No. Yeah, and whoever understands politicians speak, they cover up their lies by making them incomprehensible.
Yeah. So that's scratching the surface of how bad things are getting out there. But luckily there is a little bit of pushback, in this case not in Los Angeles, but in this case in nearby Lebanon, New Hampshire, where a gym... Because we haven't had the gym in New Hampshire really stand up yet, but now we do have one, apparently. There's a gym in Lebanon. It's called Crom MMA and Fitness. And
oh, MMA, mixed martial arts. Mm-hmm. So they're not just a gym.
They're
fighting
fighters.
Gym.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
like having them on my side.
Let's go. According to the union leader, city and state officials intend to spoil a, quote, herd immunity, unquote, Christmas party planned by a Lebanon business owner and a former police officer convicted of multiple crimes. Calling COVID-19, this is sounding more interesting by the moment, calling COVID-19 a scamdemic, Mark Garza on Friday said, quote, I have the freedom to do what I want in this country, unquote. The event at Garza's gym, Crom MMA Fitness, and is scheduled for Saturday, December 12th. So that's not this Saturday, but the following one. The city manager, Sean Mulholland, said city officials have other plans. We're working with the Attorney General's office on this matter, said the city manager. The event, dubbed the first annual Crom, We Defied the 2.02 Odds and Live Till Christmas Party, is described as a herd immunity party on the gym's Facebook account. It's the second such party the gym has hosted and the first one since the summertime. So sort of like we threw a party back in the summer at a campground called Fork Fest. Apparently this gym also threw themselves a party during the summer, and now they're doing it again. Lebanon has been proactive in dealing with the pandemic, said the city manager. The city had a mask ordinance. Oh, you know what? I think Lebanon was the town where Breaking the Flaw, who's one of a regular caller now to Free Talk Live, he's a live streamer, and he shows up at various different events. He's been at some of the governor's protests that we've been to. I saw a video where he went to Lebanon, because he does these First Amendment audits, where he'll just go into a government building somewhere with a video camera and just see what they do, see how they respond.
Well, there's never been that much freedom in the Middle East, so I would Lebanon's not the place to look.
Just to be clear, we're talking about Lebanon. In New Hampshire.
Oh, that Lebanon.
Do they pronounce it Lebanon or Lebanon? I think they pronounce
they
it Lebanon
pronounce
in
it
New Hampshire.
Lebanon. Yeah. We have conquered Lebanon and Berlin.
So it's different from Lebanon, which is the country.
Yeah.
But the city manager was... So he went into this government building, just like he normally does, just wanted to see if they were open and see what their response was to the video camera, but he couldn't get in past, like, the vestibule area. So, like, you know, you got that outer door, and then there's a little room inside, and then another door on the inside, right? And so he wasn't able to get in. They had locked the building to all members of the public.
It was only the special people who could get in.
But then this guy with, like, a cart full of, you know, papers... Or books comes out from the office, and so, you know, of course they have a conversation, and the guy tells him the building is closed, etc. And then the dude with the cart, after he'd unloaded the cart outside, had come back in because he was breaking the flaw. The YouTube guy was still in there, just kind of looking around and filming stuff. The guy comes back in, and then he gives him a hard time over not having a mask on. He's like, "You can't be in here unless you have a mask on." And Breaking the Flaw says, "Well, I'm exempt, a medical exemption." And he says he kicks him out anyway. Says he's going to call the cops, and so he starts calling the cops and claims to the police that Breaking the Flaw was trespassing on government property in a room that was open to the public. And so once the police arrived on the scene, he was already outside at that point because there's nothing else to do in the room. You know, there's no point in sitting in there forever. So he had already gone outside, and he actually waited around until, because he could have just left, but he waited around until the cops arrived. And then he asked the cop who the guy was. And the cops, it was another coworker. Anyway, one of the other people that was there revealed this guy that was giving him a hard time with a mask was the city manager. So the very same person, I believe, who is now threatening this gym with the attorney general's office that they're working together to shut down his party is on the video at Breaking the Flaw. So if you want to see this guy in action, you can at the Breaking the Flaw channel.
You know, it would be wonderful, and I would love to see this happen. Unfortunately, I'm not a person anymore, so... you know, I can't go anywhere armed, but I would love to see the militia show up
at the party,
defend this party.
That's a great idea.
If you're listening, let's go.
Yeah, so it's going to be the 12th. That's a Saturday. We'll tell you more about the party here. What are the plans? How is he reacting? There's a little bit more here to this story. And, of course, you can share your thoughts with us if you know business owners that are standing up out there. We want to hear about them. Hopefully, they're positive stories, although the recent guy in New York City or in Staten Island was arrested.
New York City?
Yeah, sadly, he was arrested this week. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Moderna is confirming it will have about 20 million coronavirus vaccine doses for the United States by the end of the month. The number jumps to almost 125 million for the next 4 months, but for all of next year, the goal is to make up to 1 billion doses. President-elect Joe Biden is laying out a plan he believes will help tackle the coronavirus pandemic.
The federal government has authority. I'm going to issue a standing order that in federal buildings you have to be masked, and in transportation, interstate transportation, you must be masked in airplanes and buses, etc. It's a matter of, and I think my inclination, Jake, is on the first day I'm inaugurated to say I'm going to ask the public for 100 days to mask. Just 100 days.
Biden speaking on CNN and not providing any scientific data to back up his assertion. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers areas where Republicans and Democrats have agreed. McConnell opening the Senate and accusing top Democrats of holding things up by seeking too much. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman also thinks something needs to get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
We've got a situation now where it's getting worse around the country. In Ohio, we have more cases, more hospitalizations, sadly more fatalities, and yet we have this good news about the vaccine out there. There's a period of probably 3 or 4 months now where we need more help to get to the period where the vaccine is going to be widely available.
Nearly 40 million people in California are being told to stay inside again.
This is what many had projected. We had predicted the final surge in this pandemic.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom issuing that stay-at-home order, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, if you want, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about more heroic businesses standing up and just having a good time regardless of the consequences, and that's what I do like to see out there. This business actually is a New Hampshire business.
Humanity.
Crom MMA and Fitness in the Lebanon, New Hampshire area is planning a Christmas party coming up on the 12th. And they are calling COVID-19 a scamdemic. The owner says, I have the freedom to do what I want in this country. His name is Mark Garza. We're going to continue with the story here.
Did you read the statistics on the billionaires on the air, or was that off air?
I think it was off air.
That was off air.
I think you should give those on the air so people understand what the purpose of the scam is.
Okay, so here we go. Looking at Statista, Jeff Bezos' wealth went from $113 billion at the beginning of March to $182.4 billion. Elon Musk, $24.6 billion in March, $126.2 billion. That's a 413% increase for Mr. Musk, Mr. SpaceX, Mr. I am doing, you know, making deals, backdoor deals with the government.
Well, at least to Elon Musk's credit, he did attack the tests.
Sure.
He took four tests, and two of them were positive, and two of them were negative, and he
publicized
that.
Why don't you help feed somebody, Mr. Musk? Bill Gates, $98 billion to $119.4 billion. That's a 21.
No, he's not doing anything good. That guy
is. Bill Gates is a complete waste of skin.
Not even a doctor, but
right,
he's
but
gonna,
everybody looks to this guy.
But he's going to give you the vaccine.
I've seen a lot of Windows boxes die of viruses.
One of the vaccine manufacturers, Moderna, never made a medicine for a human being.
Really?
Not one. They're new.
Oh.
They're new. They've never made.
So this is their first product.
They've never made a medicine for a human being, not once.
Oh, it's the starter product. You're still wearing the training wheels.
The mRNA vaccine that many doctors say will change our DNA forever.
Which also has never been made before, right?
Never.
The mRNA thing
never.
Is brand new.
Brand new technology, extremely rushed. What? Under a year?
Yep.
Under a year, and they. The best estimate, 7 years to get a vaccine to market.
There was one blood pressure drug that I remember. It took the FDA 10 years to approve it after it was approved in Europe.
Vioxx, I think.
Supposedly, they managed to kill more people by delaying that than are killed by all adverse drug reactions combined. But yet, they're not going to think about pausing a drug that, and not just pausing, making it mandatory that nobody's ever tried anything like this before.
Well, you mentioned adverse drug reactions. Isn't it at least like 100,000 people a year in the U.S. that die from, you know, improperly prescribed prescription medications?
Over 100,000.
Oh, yeah.
Like 130 or something,
according to Johns Hopkins.
A quarter of a million a year die
medical malpractice
and error.
Yep. I'm actually looking at a study right here from Johns Hopkins that confirms that, so please double check that for your own sake.
Oh, yeah. But don't believe us.
Don't
ever believe what we say.
Never, never.
Not us, not anybody else.
Yep.
Look it up. Yep. Find out.
And then we got two more on the list. Mark Zuckerberg, $54.7 billion in March to $101.7 billion. That's an 85.9% increase. And Warren Buffett.
The CIA can be real profitable.
Yeah, we can't even speak about the dangers of vaccines on Facebook anymore. You know that?
Oof. Yeah.
We have a secret vaccine court that has paid over $4 billion, with a B, dollars in taxpayer money for vaccine injuries and death claims.
But that's impossible. No vaccine has ever had a side effect. The science is settled.
Science, you know, when you keep screaming...
Science, bitch!
When you keep screaming science, I mean...
The science is settled.
How can we deny, or how can we not ask questions, Mr. Zuckerberg, about vaccines when there's a court that's paid out over $4 billion? And most researchers that look into vaccine injuries and vaccine harms say 99% of vaccine injuries or adverse reactions go unreported. Because most people are like, oh, I didn't get sick from the vaccine. It must have been something else. Most doctors, you think a doctor would report that they just gave a vaccine to a child and it injured them? No, of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. There's documentaries out there, Vaxxed, a documentary where they literally show the CDC, Dr. William Thompson, he was the head of the CDC. They were investigating whether vaccines, you know, were linked to autism in any way. They destroyed information that showed a link between vaccines and autism. There were video after video after video of parents with normal children, functioning children, kids walking around, speaking, and then 18 months go to get the MMR vaccine, come home and start smashing their head against the wall.
That's scary.
Can't talk for the rest of their lives. And,
do people
and they're
really
crazy.
Think that parents are lying about
no
this?
No kidding.
That parents would falsely make claims about what happened to their sick child, which would, of course, make it utterly unlikely that they would be properly treated and that their problem would be solved if you made proper claims or if you made false claims about the origin of it, of the problem.
Good question.
I don't buy it.
How can people out there, if you're listening, shame and literally threaten these people, these parents that have lost everything? If you actually think about it, these parents were not anti-vaccine.
Before this.
They wouldn't have gotten their kid injured from a vaccine if they were anti-vaccine. What they did was blindly trust someone in a lab coat that told them they have to get this. That's what they did. Do you want to be on that end? Do you want to be in that moment when you have regrets?
That's the saddest part about a lot of this here. You know, within the libertarian community, there's a large number of people who they distrust the government. The people in the uniforms and the badges, which I'm with them on that, but they believe the lab coats, even though there's other guys in other lab coats over here saying, no, that's not true, right? Because there's always, whenever you look at doctors, right, they disagree on stuff, right? So, like, there's the doctors.
Why do we get second opinions?
Right, exactly. There's the doctors that support what the government's saying, which, of course, the government and the media promote what they say. And then there's the other doctors, like, there's a doctor that we know who's down in Massachusetts who said, yeah, this is all BS.
See, so, the second opinions don't always help, so I doctor told me I was overweight. I asked him for a second opinion. He said, oh, hell, you're ugly, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's thousands of doctors literally saying that.
That's right.
That this is a big scam
they
and a
signed,
big fraud.
A
Barrington
document.
Declaration, yeah. Now it's one of them. Mm-hmm. There's, like, there's doctors out of Germany and Sweden that are leading this global, you
but
know,
real
alliance.
Science, but as soon as you disagree with the so-called consensus with what people have been paid to say, mm-hmm. Then you no longer count as a scientist.
But Bill Gates, who's not even a doctor, right. Not a scientist, he can't even prevent a laptop from getting a virus. He's going to actually come in with the... Actually, he called
as
it
a matter
the,
of fact, if you want to present viruses entirely on your computer,
get Linux.
Defend straight Windows and get Linux instead.
You know that Bill Gates called the vaccine the final solution on Stephen Colbert?
No, I didn't
as
know that.
As he laughed and smiled about it, and they
well,
just laughed it off.
He also said something about how his how he thought that that a properly administered vaccine program could reduce the population of the planet by 15%.
Percent.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Wow. Yeah.
How does that work? I want to hear the mechanics of that, Gates, you scumbag.
They're just putting it right out there in front of everybody.
I mean, have you seen what he's doing with mosquitoes?
No. What happened?
Oh, my God. He's literally...
Those little suckers.
They're releasing like 100 million mosquitoes, and they already did in Florida, genetically modified mosquitoes. And the company
Bill Gates has always had an affinity for bugs.
The company called OxyTech is heavily invested by Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
If you actually go to Bill Gates,
what are they supposed to be doing though?
The idea is the male mosquito, the genetically modified male mosquito, which apparently doesn't bite, is going to have sex with the female,
right.
And it's going to poison her eggs so they can't reproduce
for the next generation.
That's their idea. These people are playing.
That sounds like something you could do with a suddenly developed vaccine.
These people think they're God. Especially Bill Gates.
Yeah, sometimes when you have that belief system, lots of unexpected consequences come out of it. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. Join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short.
MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the chat room over multiple chat rooms at the Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. You can hop into that and join us there. We've been talking about some of the crackdowns and the mandates that are being shoved down people's throats. LA getting even worse. A lot of states, a lot of cities getting worse. But there's still some bright spots out there. Lebanon, New Hampshire, there is a gym called Crom MMA and Fitness that's scheduled a party for Saturday, December 12th. And apparently city and state government goons will be trying to spoil that party coming up on the 12th. However, the owner of the gym, his name is Mark Garza, he says that they're going to have their party. He has the freedom to do what he wants in this country, calls it a scamdemic. And the city says that, let's see, this is city manager Mulholland, Sean Mulholland. He said the city had a mask ordinance in place before the statewide order, which just happened a few weeks ago, and most people in the city are observing the pandemic safety requirements, saying, quote, the vast majority of people are complying, he said. Garza, the owner of the gym, rejects statistics that show more than 250,000 people have died from COVID-19 this year in the United States. More people are likely to die from the flu or be killed by trees falling on them than die from the disease caused by the coronavirus, he contends. Again, that's the owner of the gym basically pointing that out. In fact, you had a number tonight, Andy. I don't think we actually got it on the air yet, but you had gone to the CDC's website before the show, and you pulled up like the total number of deaths thus far in the year 2020, and you were comparing that to like the last half a decade per deaths per year, yep. Right? Where is 2020 at? Do you have those numbers in front of you still?
Yes, I do. So for 2020, this year so far, it's 2.6 2,644,024 deaths total.
2,600,000 What was it?
2,644,000
So 2.6 million.
Yeah, 2.6 million this year to date. So
in the United States.
In the United States.
And that's deaths of all sorts, right? So
that's, that's total deaths.
Car accidents, COVID. Yep. You know, you name it.
Everything.
Dying naturally.
Yep.
Okay.
So if we actually
suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Suicide. Yeah, big one this year. Something I'm, you know, something close to me there. But in 2019, this is all from the CDC. In 2019, we had 2.855 million. 2018, 2.839 million. 2017, 2.8 million. 2016, 2.7 million.
Well, 2020 is going to have to catch up real fast to get to blow
many,
those numbers
how
out
many,
of the water.
How many days do we have left here?
3 weeks. Three and a half weeks. Four at maximum.
Even if you
weeks.
Say, even if you were to say we got to 2.9 million, what's that, a 45,000 increase?
Yeah, nothing.
I mean, all the lockdowns, our lives are completely flipped upside down. This is the
For
easiest
this?
Way to look right. at it, right?
The
if
total
you look
number.
At the total number of deaths,
right.
take the mask talk out of it, take the test talk out of it. Let's look at the totals.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the pandemic? Where is
I
it?
I still haven't seen it.
I don't see
it. I know one guy who claims to have COVID, and he's fine. And you said your roommate tested for it, right? How's he doing?
He's actually kind of sick, but he's been like throwing up.
But did he die?
No, of course not.
Has he gone to the hospital?
No, he hasn't gone to a hospital, but there's actually some research out there that's pretty freaky from Johns Hopkins talking about researchers engineering tiny shape-changing machines that deliver medicine efficiently to the GI tract. So if you actually look at the news article, it shows
nanotechnology?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows a Q-tip with dust-sized specks, right? They're called Theragrippers.
Wow. Don't they do the COVID test by shoving a Q-tip down your throat?
Up your nose.
You know, yes, they do, and this is what I'm thinking. I actually showed him this article. It's called So Theragrippers are inspired by a parasitic worm that clamps onto its host's intestines. It gets even freakier. Made of metal and thin, shape-changing film and coated in a heat-sensitive paraffin wax, Theragrippers, each roughly the size of a dust speck, potentially can carry any drug and release it gradually into the body. Aren't they supposed to be collecting samples from an individual? Why are they talking about putting dust specks on the end of a Q-tip, and then all of a sudden my roommate's, you know, throwing up, vomiting up blood? I mean, it's been a week now. You know, we know the PCR tests are not even designed to diagnose sickness. This is what the inventor himself, Dr. Kerry Mullis, who died a couple months before this whole thing started last year, he said that in no uncertain terms. This test is not to be used to diagnose sickness. So we have no isolated viral particle, as I mentioned earlier in the
luckily,
show.
Luckily, they're not diagnosing people who are sick.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have no viral particle. We have a test that's not even supposed to test for sickness, and yet that's what they're using to justify the lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have research coming out like this, Theragrippers, size of dust specks. What are they actually doing with those tests? That's what I'd like to know.
It's crazy.
I mean, there's also research and people talking that they're collecting people's DNA, and that wouldn't surprise me.
Almost a guarantee.
Yeah. So they're collecting DNA. They might be actually delivering medicine to you. You don't know. The technology's there. It's according to Johns Hopkins. This is hopkinsmedicine.org.
If you want to join the show, you can. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. All right, but before we continue down this road
yeah.
of scary stuff, let's talk about the rest of this gym.
Yeah, sorry.
So the Garza rejects the statistics that more than 250,000 people died from COVID this year. Chris Sununu, the governor in New Hampshire, recently issued an executive order requiring masks inside most public spaces in New Hampshire. Meanwhile, schools and colleges are moving to remote learning. Garza said he could have between 6,000 and 7,000 people at the party. Now, that seems a little optimistic.
Is this a big gym?
No, I doubt it's that big. The Facebook account so far does show 24 people have RSVP'd. Now, of course, Facebook RSVPs are notoriously inaccurate. I mean, I haven't been on Facebook in almost 3 years now, but when I was on it and events were being organized in the later years, early on, when Facebook was still a useful tool for organizing things. You could actually, like, put an event on there, and you could invite all your friends, and they'd see the invitations, and they'd respond, and then they'd, like, likely would show up. After a while, they made it so you couldn't hit the invite all button, and then later, they made it so even when you invited people, half of them wouldn't even see the invitation in the first place. And, you know, so it just made it harder and harder and harder.
Well, if you were politically inclined toward Zuckerberg, I'm sure that changed.
Maybe.
But you had to be a hardcore Democrat to get your stuff seen.
Or they just wanted to, you know, get money out of you, and then they promote it for you.
But, actually, they turned my money down.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah, for the 420 rally, because it
that's
was
right.
too politically uncomfortable for people. Well, that's the point, you schmucks.
Garza does say his gym has 13,000 members. He does say that half the Upper Valley comes to his gym. Reached Friday, he initially cursed and hung up before calling a reporter back from the union leader. Throughout the subsequent interview, he asked whether the reporter was a Nazi. This guy sounds like a riot.
I like this guy. What's his name, Garza?
Garza. His name is Chris Garza, I think it was.
Chris, I love you, brother.
Well,
way to stand tall.
And a lot of the media is aligned with total autocratic power. You know, that's
Mark
something
Garza,
that
I'm
we
sorry.
Have seen.
Mark Garza?
Mark with a C. Mark with a C. Garza. He received a 9-month jail sentence in 2011 after pleading no contest to beating a handcuffed man with his police radio when he worked for the Jacksonville, Florida Police Department. A sergeant at the time, he was also convicted of instructing another police officer to falsify a burglary report. This guy... Wow, so he was not a good guy in the past. But, you know, people can change.
Yes,
he says,
can.
I'm a violent felon, he said in the interview, unprompted to the media. He did plead guilty last year to receiving stolen property through his other business, which seems like it is a pawn shop called Upper Valley Coin and Jewelry in White River Junction.
He's in the coin business. We need to talk to him about crypto.
You need to go to this party.
Yeah. I'll take him some gold backs, too.
That's what I'm saying. Garza reported he reportedly bought several thousand dollars worth of jewelry that he knew had been stolen, according to the Valley News. The items have been taken from a Claremont couple during a burglary.
I don't like the sound of that.
He received a deferred jail sentence and was ordered to pay $7,500 in restitution. Well, he seems to be a troubled sort, but I gotta say, I'll take my allies where I can get them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if he's gonna throw an awesome party, then just, you know, don't let him get his hands on your wallet, I guess, while you're at the party, and you'll probably be.
Well, the government's already got my wallet.
So we'll continue here. Your calls, your thoughts, they're welcome. We got a full hour to go, and you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's another piece in the news here. Beverly Hills and Louisville are revolting against dining bans, according to Activist Post.
The people are revolting. You don't look so good yourself.
Beverly Hills? I gotta say, I wouldn't expect that out of there.
No.
No, they like rules for other people.
This is Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.